Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You are about to hear a 15-minute free preview of the latest bonus show to hit our Patreon-only podcast feed. Top Rope Nation Patreon members have access to multiple members-only podcasts every single month, including at least one new show each and every week. This includes new episodes of TRN Classics, TRN Unplugged, and TRN Extra. Plus, ad-free versions of our weekly flagship show, merchandise giveaways, virtual hangouts, and other benefits. So in order to support us and ensure Top Rope Nation continues well into the future, and to gain access to all of these great benefits and exclusive shows, join the Patreon page now. You can get full access for just $5 per month. Click that link in the broadcast description to learn more and enjoy this free preview of one of our latest Patreon bonus shows. What is up, Top Rope Nation patrons? This is the 53rd edition of Top Rope Nation Classics, going back in time to talk a little WCW. I mean, what better year of WCW to talk about the 1999? We're talking prime WCW. Justin Joint.
Oh yeah, something like that. I think if we're actually talking the prime WCW, we would have to say 96, 97, 91 going into 92, and then 89, and then I guess prior to that, we'd be talking NWA. Correct. 99, not in that conversation.
It is not, but there are interesting talking points. So shout out to the birthday boy, Rick Skelton. Mm-hmm. We love you, Rick. It is your birthday as we record this. So this is our birthday gift to you. He had nominated the show. It won the poll. It's taken a little while for us to get around. Like, technically, this is the April edition of Classics, but as we've talked about on the feed and in the Facebook group, a lot of moving parts here, especially from getting to the end of the school year and the old teaching gig. So finally getting around to it. We are going to catch up in early June with a May TRN Classics. I think this happened last year too, where we got a little bit behind. But then by the end of June, we'll be back on track with then with the June TRN Classics. So thanks for all of our patrons for bearing with us as we get through this. And Jesse, how are you feeling about a little 99 WCW tonight?
I feel like we should queue up Prince's 1999.
Nice call.
I was dreaming when I wrote this.
Great reference. Well, yes. You know, I actually had to pull something out of the closet for this one because I went to Nitro a little over a month after this show, and I bought a piece of merch at that Nitro down in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And it is one of the shirts that you see quite often during Spring Stampede 99. I'm just going to show this on the video stream right now.
Okay.
The red and white, like kind of sunburst NWO shirt as they were kind of ending the split between black and white, red and white, I should say, or whatever. Yeah, not a great NWO era, but I was hyped to be at Nitro. The Nitro was not very good. I've talked about it on the show before. No matches during the first hour of the show. This was the downward spiral of WCW, as we're going to talk about. But I went through my storage room right before we went on the air. I'm like, I know I still have that shirt. It was 25 years ago, but I'm positive I have it in my wrestling shirts storage box. And there it was. I thought about putting it on, but it smelled a little musty, and I've already showered tonight after mowing the lawn. So didn't put it on, but I wanted to show it on the stream as a little bonus there. So, I mean, I was hyped. I was, finishing my freshman year of high school in the spring of 99, and definitely more of a WWF guy at this point. I was always more of a WWF guy. And then when Brett went to WCW, I tried to get more into the WCW side, and they had mostly screwed him over. No pun intended. Screwed over his booking. Maybe I should say pun intended. They definitely had screwed over his booking. Now, a month before this show, though, if the famous Nitro in Toronto, you know, took him over a year to book a show in Canada after signing Bret Hart, but they finally had that Nitro in Toronto, and he did, you know, the famous storyline with the steel plate with Goldberg. So that happened shortly before this. And that was a great, great storyline. Of course, it's going to get derailed because of a tragedy, which actually happened as we record 25 years ago today, the death of Owen Hart, unfortunately, May 23rd of 99. So between that Bret Goldberg angle and between what ended up tragically happening in Kansas City at the WWF show was this one in April on the WCW side of things. So I was trying to watch more WCW because I went to that Nitro and I had tickets. It was coming up in about a month, but I can't say I was super hyped about the product at this point. I'll go to Jesse first this time. Jesse, where was your interest in WCW at this point?
Waning, in spite of the fact that I think I had professed that I really was getting into ECW in the summer of 98. I trickled into 99 as well. So seeing a lot of ECW alumni in the first three matches, it would definitely pique my interest, but it was starting to become tape it, because we obviously, statute limitations, pirated box. I would just tape it and watch it either the next morning or a couple of days later. So yeah, I was watching WWF, ECW, WCW was a distant third at this point.
Yeah. What about you, Justin?
I would say I was a senior in high school, and there probably aren't many times in my life where I can claim to be a bigger wrestling fan than I was in 99. And to speak of how down I was on the WCW product is that I was barely watching by this point. And, in a previous episode of Top Rope Nation, I kind of really poo-pooed this show when trying to explain why we hadn't quite gotten around to recording it yet. And I had to make a public apology to Rick. I felt so bad after the fact, because I think I called this show like soulless or heartless, which I guess literally it was heartless because Bret Hart was not on the show. But the problem is that, this truly was, going back to Starcade, the beginning of the end of, any kind of interest I had in this product. In fact, it got so bad that when they did, the whole New Blood restart, I was into that for the first week just because I was ready for them to turn everything upside down because of how bad it had been for so long. I was not missing a minute of Raw at this time. And, especially, I was so excited for that logo reveal, the new WCW logo. And when they revealed that, it was like, oh, this product stinks. Like there is nothing but disconnect going on with this product right now. But I do want to shout out, Rick said the reason he picked this show is because a lot of the pay-per-views they weren't able to get, on VHS or to rent for a lot of the 97 and 98 shows. And it was about this time when they started getting them regularly. And this is widely considered, kind of the last great WCW pay-per-view. And going back and watching it, I think that says a lot, because I don't think this is all that good of a pay-per-view.
I was just going to say great might be pushing it. But
I think that just goes to show how everything around it is complete rubbish.
Yes,
because this is good compared to all of that.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Live at the Tacoma Dome in Tacoma, Washington, April 11th, 1999. As I said, this show drew a sellout of 17,690 fans. That was 16,799 paid per Dave Meltzer at the Wrestling Observer newsletter. The gate was $582,230, and they had $106,000 in merchandise sales. All of that per the Wrestling Observer newsletter. Now, as far as pay-per-view goes for Spring Stampede 99, this show did a 0.6 pay-per-view buy rate. That was good for 255,000 pay-per-view buys. That is per WrestleNomics. That number would never be topped again in WCW. It was all a downward slide after this. In fact, they only had three other pay-per-views do above 200,000 for the rest of the lifespan of WCW. That was Road Wild 99, Halloween Havoc 99, and Mayhem 99 in Toronto. That was it. Now, Spring Stampede 98, the next year, the year before, did 275,000 buys. So this was slightly down from that. The year before that, Spring Stampede 97 did 210,000 buys. So this is actually up from 97 when the company was much hotter. Surprisingly. Wow. Yeah, I found that set pretty surprising. So that's the business stats for this one. Now, as they open, it's as often it was for WCW outside of like Starrcade 97, an extremely generic open, not much to it whatsoever.
It tells you absolutely nothing about really what's going on. I mean,
it's just like this random music with like clips of the wrestlers and not much. Yeah. Random clips. No story being told.
You know what's weird about that, by the way? I listened back to your Spring Stampede 1994, and you guys applauded how they went over the stories in the first 2 to 3 minute opening montage. I just did Slamboree 1994 with Frank Pediani yesterday, and it was exactly this. Back to generic, just generic music and the program cover and a t-shirt.
Yeah, it's a... It's definitely a rarity for WCW to have a good open. I'll just say that. So Tony Schiavone, Bobby Heenan, and Mike Tenay welcome us. They build up the world title match, the four-man world title match for later in the show. And then we jump right into the opener, which is Blitzkrieg taking on Juventud Guerrera. The winner is the number one contender for the WCW Cruiserweight title. They will wrestle for the title the following night on Nitro. And as this match gets underway, I just want to say, I was watching this with my oldest daughter. And the first thing she doesn't watch old WCW that much. The first thing she noticed, I thought was very observant. She said, "Is that ring smaller than the normal wrestling rings?" I was like, in fact, yes, it is a smaller ring than the one WWE, now AEW, uses. But this was like this size ring, this is like the standard size ring for most companies. The one WCW used, that was the standard size. WWE used a bigger ring, which has become more the standard these days. But I thought it was pretty good for my 8-year-old to notice that right off the bat. This match itself, what do you guys think of this one? Now, this is a pretty talked about match for this show. A lot of people are very, very high on this opener. Jesse, your thoughts on the open?
They crushed it, but here's the weird thing. Blitzkrieg was only around for a little over a year, so he's really raw and experienced, and then blink of an eye, end of 99, he was gone.
Yeah, retired this very October.
Yep, and then in 2004, he walked out at a war event and handed all of his Blitzkrieg wardrobe to a young Jack Evans.
Really? Oh, I did not know that.
Blitzkrieg number two.
Interesting. Justin, your take.
So this match kind of epitomizes, you know, my entire feelings about this show in general, where, you know, I was a off and on watcher of WCW at this time. I would say Juventud's best days were behind him. You know, he'd been unmasked by this point. Blitzkrieg, I have barely any memory of. You know, even though I think he was Rookie of the Year in the Observer or Pro Wrestling Illustrated or one of those. So this is, you know, kind of wrestling in a nutshell a little bit, where it's like, you can have a match that is fantastic in the ring, but if I have no emotional connection to either of the wrestlers or the story going into it or what comes after it, that really takes away my enjoyment of the match. And that's what happened here. The match was good, but I just didn't care.
It's fair. It's a fair assessment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I watched it with some interest because I just, you know, I read the reviews before the show and I saw that people are really, really high in this. It's probably not the best match on the show. We'll get into that later.
Oh, it's not. I have a favorite. I have a match I love on this show, and it is not this one. And yeah, real quick, talking about me not caring about this match, just as an outside viewer watching a WCW product, during commentary on this match,
baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.